Rather fun, wasn't it? That was the Kay Sisters there, and they were accompanied by, I've forgotten now, and I've lost my place already, Wally Stott, and very nice too. Welcome, Beagley at Night, with me, R.B. Shall I just play some more music? Obviously, I seem to have lost the ability to speak.
Tired of singing, and spring appears without a leafy bough. You can leave me when the ivy's tired of clinging, but don't leave me now. You can leave me where the desert is an ocean and stars don't shine, 'cause they've forgotten how. You can leave me when a heart knows no emotion, but don't leave me now. I don't know what I'd do without you. There's not a doubt you make my life sublime. I want to be with you forever, and forever is a long, long time. You can leave me when the world is tired of turning, and love is just an old forgotten vow. You can leave me when there's no such thing as yearning, but don't leave me now. You can leave me when the world is tired of turning, and love is just an old forgotten vow. You can leave me when there's no such thing as yearning, but don't leave me now.
Well, I'm going to try the talking thing again, because it's 2 hours. We can't just have music. Dickie Valentine there, accompanied by Stanley Black, and Don't Leave Me Now from 1953. So, Beagley at Night, all the usual things in all the usual places for the next 2 hours. We've got some poetry coming up twice, actually, in the programme. Once from Jesse at around about 25 past the hour, and then at the top of the hour again with, I've forgotten, but it's somebody famous. But as I say, all the usual things. things in all the usual places. A couple of minutes' time, Bing will be singing a few songs as well to take us there, I think. From 1938, Russ Morgan and Bernice Parks there doing the singing. Excellent job. So coming up in this part, well, let's see, we've got Bing Crosby just around the corner. Holger will be after Bing, and then we'll have some poetry from Jesse up in California. We've got Beagle's Big Three. I heard it at the movies. A little bit of Posh Day and at night and comedy. So, as I say, usual program as well. So it is time now for Bing Sings, and this week, well, just sing along, I think.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown, hearts seem light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown. Chinatown, oh Chinatown, where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Oh, dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown, Heart seems light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown. Surprise, I'm glowing with a wonderful surprise. I know it must be showing in my eyes. Oh, what a joy, what a prize. Goodbye to my humdrum affairs, countless nights that went by with no rockets or flares. My lucky star looked down on me and said, so there you are. If I can help it all, you're going far. Lucky me, lucky star. Who ever dreamed I'd be swept to the skies? Surprise, surprise, surprise. Lucky star looked down on me and said, ah, there you are. If I can help at all, you're going far. Oh, lucky me, lucky star. Now who ever dreamed I'd be swept to the skies? Surprise, surprise, surprise. Shine, 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 Allegheny moon. Your silver beams can lead the way to golden dreams. So shine, 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 high among the stars. So bright above the magic of your lamp of love can make her mine. Allegheny moon, it's up to you. Please see what you can do for me and for my one and only love. Magic of your lamp of love can make her mine. Allegheny moon, it's up to you. please see what you can do for me and for my one and only love.
Crosby singing there with his son Lindsey Crosby, and Allegheny Moon, of course. That was with Buddy Cole and his orchestra, as indeed was Surprise. Chinatown, My Chinatown, that was with Buddy Cole and his trio. But we'll have some more songs from Bing around about the same time, well, next programme. Now, finally, we heard from Holger. Bless him. We didn't hear from him last week. He says, "Dear Roy, I really have to apologize." Yes, Holger, you do. You disappointed thousands, nay, millions of listeners because you didn't send us a song last week. But don't feel guilty, please. Don't. I would be the last person to want to make you feel guilty. According to Holger, he says, "I could have sworn I sent you a song last week, but my register says no. Sorry." He had lots of work to do. That's fine, Holger. Don't worry about it in the slightest. This week, we have a song called Ich hab kein Heimatland. I have no motherland. And now this is with Marek Weber and his orchestra, with John Henrik doing the vocalizations. So let's have a listen, shall we? Stuff. Ich hab kein Heimatland. It was from 1933, would you believe? And that was Marek Weber and his orchestra with John Henrik doing the vocalization. And my thanks to Holger for his song this week. And he promises me that he won't be late next week. So good on you, Holger. Thank you so much. You can go off up the stairs to Bedfordshire right now and give Christine a kiss from me as well. Holger, thanks a lot.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio. Good morning. This is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
I never said I love you as I should have done. I never told you, darling, you're the only one. Will I go on regretting now my whole life through the things I didn't do? I never held my arms around you long enough. I never dared to make my kisses strong enough. Will I go on regretting now my whole life through the things I didn't do? I was too much afraid, afraid to get burned in a one-way romance. So now I'm alone. Too late I have learned. I never gave love a chance. But if there is an answer to my every prayer, if you can find within your heart that you still care, I'll gladly spend my life just making up to you the things I didn't. I never gave love a chance, but if there is an answer to my every prayer, if you can find within your heart that you still care, I'll gladly spend my life just making up to you the things. The things I didn't do.
Well, there's so many people in that song, it's unbelievable. Perry Como, of course, but also the Ray Charles Singers and the orchestra, with Mitchell Ayers waving the stick at the band. So, well done. That was nice. From 1954, The Things I Didn't Do. And I never mention it on the programme, but if you'd like a song on the programme, you know, not in Big Liz Big Three or anything like that, but if you just generally like a song, do please just email me, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know what you'd like to hear, and I will put it into a future program. And let's see, where are we now? Oh gosh, if I count down to 10, well done, exactly in time now for some poetry from Jesse up there in California. We asked Jesse a couple of weeks ago if she'd mind doing some poetry for us, because she sang on my morning program on Tuesdays, and she did such a great job. So we asked her if she'd do some poetry as well, and she said yes, which is great. So I'm not quite sure what she's going to do this week. Let me have a quick look.
And now, this week's poem in Poetry Corner with Jesse in California.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Uh, and I have a very funny feeling that not only is she going to give some poetry, she's also going to sing as well.
Auld Lang Syne. This is what we sing in Scotland at the end, at the start of a new year and at the end of parties quite often. And it goes like this. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot for Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne. We'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. And here's a hon, my trusty friend, and see's a hond o' thine. We'll tak a recht good welly wacht for Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne. We'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. That was the tune that everybody associates Auld Lang Syne with. That's the tune that we think, oh yeah, that's the right tune. But no, actually, Robert Burns had an entirely different tune in mind when he put a tune to his words. And it goes like this. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot for Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne. We'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. And here is the poem written by Robert Burns, starting with the chorus. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? And surely ye'll be your pint stoup, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. We twa he run about the braes and pooed the gowans fine, but we've wandered mony a weary fits in Auld Lang Syne. We twa he paddled in the burn fae morning sun till dine, but seas between us braid have roared sin Auld Lang Syne. And there's a hand, my trusty fear, and gie's a hand o' thine, and we'll tak a richt good willy wach for Auld Lang Syne. By way of a postscript, in Giles Brandreth's book, compiling a whole load of poems called Dancing by the Light of the Moon, he has quoted Auld Lang Syne, but he has also translated it into English. So for the sake of clarity, I will now read Auld Lang Syne, translated by Giles Brandreth, into English. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll tak a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. And surely you'll buy your pint's cup, and surely I'll buy mine, and we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. We too have run about the slopes and picked the daisies fine, but we've wandered many a weary foot since Auld Lang Syne. We two have paddled in the stream from morning sun till dine, but seas between us broad have roared since Auld Lang Syne. And there's a hand, my trusty friend, and give me a hand of thine, and we'll take a right good will draught for Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne.
Well, that was like the complete history of Auld Lang Syne, beautifully read by Jesse up there in California. Willy Wocked, I love that. I don't know what it is, but I want one. Jesse, thank you so much. It's just mesmerizing hearing you speak, and very, very enjoyable. So thank you so much for that. All being well, we'll have some more from Jesse around about the same time next week. Now it's time for Beagle's Big Three, and we say a very good morning to Cyril, who lives in Newtown, and there are many new towns in the UK, as indeed there are here in the United States. This is the Newtown that is in Wales. And Cyril says, I love how you've been playing the songs from the older albums of artists over the last couple of weeks, but I've got an artist who you don't really play that much on Angel Radio because she is fairly new, but she's just had her 84th birthday and she's still touring. So perhaps you could play some songs from Judy Collins' early albums. What a nice idea, Cyril. Thank you so much. And we're going to hear three, and I think you're going to know all of them.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones. Time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time. A time to love, a time to hate, a time of peace. I swear it's not too late.
who's crying, talking to a stranger, naming the sorrow you see. Too many sad times, too many bad times, nobody knows what you mean. But if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all, all to me. You would lose them, I know how to use them. Give them all to me. Tasted good, and the time went fast. Well, there she goes, my friend. There she's rolling now at last. Hear the mighty engines roar, see the silver bird. She's away and westward bound.
I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. Well, you can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on my way in the early morning ray.
Well, just some great songs there, Cyril. Thank you so much for that. The early works, indeed, I think came from the first album of Judy Collins. We heard Turn, 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 which, of course, was partly written by Pete Seeger. Then Pack Up Your Sorrows, which was written by Richard Farina and Pauline Martin. And finally, Early Morning Rain, which was Gordon Lightfoot. But it was interesting because, as Cyril said, Judy Collins is one of those artists that we can't play a lot of here on Angel Radio, because most of her stuff really came about after the 70s, but thankfully there is stuff in the 60s that we can turn to, as Cyril has pointed out. And I really do appreciate your taking the time, Cyril. Thank you so much. There from Newtown in Wales. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, then just drop me a line, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know the artist and the songs. And if you want me to choose the songs, well, I'm happy to do that as well.
Remember, you heard it, or you danced to it, a long time ago. Now's your chance to relive it with Angel Radio. Remember, Angel Radio, part of the family.
So deep is the night, no moon tonight, no friendly star to guide me with its light. Be still, my heart, silent, lest my love should be returning from a world far apart. So deep is the night, oh lonely night, on broken wings my heart has taken flight and left a dream. In my dream our lips are blending. Will my dream be never ending? Will your memory haunt me till I die?
Alone am I,
deep into the night, waiting for the light. Alone am I wonder why, deep is the night. Dream our lips are blending. Will my dream be never ending? Will your memory haunt me till I die?
Alone am I,
deep into the night, waiting for the light. Alone am I wonder why, deep is the
tonight from Ken Dodd here on Angel Radio. One of those songs that stems from classical and they just add updated words. Some people can do it, some people can't. I know it was quite popular at one point there. Somebody who does do it quite well is Neil Sedaka. Ken Todd does as well. And Hayley Restenrar has been known to do it as well. But very, very pleasant, very tasty, very sweet, as Clive John would say. Coming up after this next song, it's going to be I Heard It at the Movies. But here's a song. It's written by the guy that wrote it, and yeah, he got the title wrong. He seems to think it's called Moon Over Naples. Eyes, isn't it? But not according to Bert Camford. It's called Moon Over Naples, 1965. Well, I guess since he wrote it, he's going to be the person that knows, right? So it seems only reasonable. All right, it's time to go off to I Heard It at the Movies, and this is a new segment that we put in a couple of weeks ago, and it features songs that have been in famous films that not necessarily the version that was in the film, and you may not even remember the song was in the film, but it was there if you listen really hard. And this week we are taking a look at a film called Jezebel. It stars Henry Fonda and George Sanders is in there, and Betty Davis as well. And it's all about this southern lady who basically she kicks up a few problems with her men friends, and you know, she sort of makes them fight duels over her and things like that, and she sort of tries to fool Henry Fonda into marrying her, but of course Henry being much more clever than that, he doesn't, and she don't like it. And they all get together one night at the plantation, and they have a row at the table, and I think George Sanders is going to take out Henry Fonda's brother in a duel, which of course everybody loves except Henry Fonda and Henry Fonda's brother. And Betty Davis is not too happy either. So she goes out and she sits out on the porch and she gathers up all of the people from the plantation and they sing this song. But here we're not going to hear the version they did. We're going to hear the version that the Carlisle brothers did.
Come on, the moon is shining bright. Yeah, get in a boat and down that river float. We're gonna raise the roof this tonight. My old master said to me, gonna raise the roof tonight. When he died, he's gonna set me free, gonna raise the roof tonight. Lived so long, his head got bald, gonna raise the roof tonight. I began to think he wouldn't die at all, raise the roof tonight. Come along, children, come along. Come while the moon is shining bright. Oh, get in the boat, down that river float. We're gonna raise the roof tonight. When I die, bury me deep, gonna raise the roof tonight. Put a jug of lasses at my feet, I'll raise the roof tonight. Come, Conrad, my right hand, I'll raise the roof tonight. I'll stop my way to the promised land, gonna raise the roof tonight. Come along, children, come along. Come while the moon is shining bright. Oh, get in a boat, down that river float, we're gonna raise the roof this tonight. Come along, little children, come along. Come while the moon is shining bright. Oh, get in the boat and down that river float. We're gonna raise the roof this tonight. We're gonna raise a roof
featured in the film Jezebel, but not by the Carlisle brothers. They're going to raise a ruckus tonight. I guess that's what we say, ruckus, right? I do love that film so much, and regular listeners will know anything with Betty Davis in is my kind of film, as indeed is this next person who's singing here with Ray Noble and his orchestra. It's Tallulah Bankhead.
Craved a thrill. I can't forget him. I love him still. It's over, all over, and yet I find that he's always on my mind. Tell me where he is. Tell me where he goes. Tell me what he does. Tell me who he knows. But don't tell him what happened to me. If he says his life now is like a song, tell him he was right. Tell him I was wrong. But don't tell him what happened. Let him remember me as I used to be, when his love for me made me strong and free. Ask him if the new kisses are divine. Ask him if they thrill just as much as mine. But don't tell him what happened to me. Kisses are divine. Ask him if they thrill just as much as mine. But don't tell him what happened to me.
Tell Him What Happened to Me, from around about 1930, Ray Noble's orchestra, along with Tallulah Bankhead. And I think it was Tallulah Bankhead who had that lovely quote, if I had to live my life again, I'd make the same mistakes, only sooner.
Angel Radio, music and memories.
The home of Big Ben Swing.
I love you. That's what my heart is saying, while every breeze is playing our Cuban love song. I love you for all the joy you brought me, the lovely night you taught me our Cuban love song. One melody will always thrill my heart. One kiss will cheer me when we're far apart. I love you with such a tender passion, and only you can fashion our Cuban love song. I love you, that's what my heart is saying, while every breeze is playing our Cuban love song.
Such a great voice there. Mel Torme with Billy May waving the stick at the band, and that was the Cuban love song from 1959. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Beagley, and you are listening to Beagley at Night. And let me tell you that you can hear us in the Gosport and Portsmouth and Havant areas on 98.6 FM, and also in Chichester, Brockner and Selsey on 94.8. In addition to that, we're also on some DAB multiplexes. I don't know what they are, but we're on them. And of course, we're also on the internet, and you can get all of the latest information on both of those by going to the website, which is angelradio.com. www.poshmag.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of Posh, and we're having some more poetry. Don't think this guy is going to read it quite as good as our Jesse, quite frankly, but he is reading a poem that that he actually wrote, so we do have some hope. Here is T.S. Eliot reading McCavity, the Mystery Cat.
McCavity, the Mystery Cat. McCavity's a mystery cat. He's called the Hidden Paw, for he's the master criminal who can defy the law. He's the bafflement of Scotland Yard, the flying squad's despair. For when they reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there. McCavity, McCavity. There's no one like McCavity. He's broken every human law. He breaks the law of gravity. His powers of levitation would make a fakir stare. And when you reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there. You may seek him in the basement, you may look up in the air, but I tell you once and once again, McCavity's not there. McCavity's a ginger cat. He's very tall and thin. You would know him if you saw him, for his eyes are sunken in. His brow is deeply lined with thought. His head is highly domed. His coat is dusty from neglect. His whiskers are uncombed. He sways his head from side to side with movements like a snake. And when you think he's half asleep, he's always wide awake. McCavity, McCavity. There's no one like McCavity, for he's a fiend in feline shape, a monster of depravity. You may meet him in a by street, you may see him in the square, but when a crime's discovered, then McCavity's not there. He's outwardly respectable. They say he cheats at cards. And his footprints are not found in any file of Scotland Yards. And when the larder's looted, or the jewel case is rifled, or when the milk is missing, or another peak's been stifled, or the greenhouse glass is broken, and the trellis past repair, aye, there's the wonder of the thing. McCavity's not there. And when the Foreign Office find a treaty's gone astray, or the Admiralty lose some plans and drawings by the way, there may be a scrap of paper in the hall or on the stair, but it's useless to investigate. McCavity's not there. And when the loss has been disclosed, the Secret Service say, it must have been McCavity, but he's a mile away. You'll be sure to find him resting, or a licking of his thumbs, or engaged in doing complicated long division sums. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. There never was a cat of such deceitfulness and suavity. He always has an alibi, and one or two to spare. At whatever time the deed took place, McCavity wasn't there. And they say that all the cats whose wicked deeds are widely known, I might mention Mungo Jerry, I might mention Griddlebone, are nothing more than agents for the cat who all the time just controls their operations, the Napoleon of crime.
The sunlight's beginning to fade. I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and the coyotes are making a way, smoldering fire along the Navajo trail. I love to lie and listen to the when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar. When over yonder hill the moon is climbing, always finds me a wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning, so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
Sax Orchestra and Along the Navajo Trail from 1945. We've got Night just around the corner to take us there. April Stevens and Nino Tembo.
Seems to cheer me. Oh, I know it's true. There's no one, dear, but you, whispering why you'll never leave me. Oh, whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe. That I love you.
Whispering while you cuddle near me.
Whispering while you cuddle near me.
Whispering so no one can hear me.
So no one can hear me.
Each little whisper seems to cheer me.
To cheer me.
I know it's true.
April Stevens and Nino Tembo and Whisperin'. Okay, it's time now for three songs from Doris Day. And a little while back, I played some songs of a spiritual nature, I think that's probably the right word, from Doris Day, and you liked them, so did I. So we're going to do the same again this week, and I have to tell you, in the middle, we're going to hear You'll Never Walk Alone, and I listened to it earlier on, and it brought tears to my eyes. It's that beautiful. So here we go with Day at Night.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the sun discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy storm is a ghost.
golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on. In your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
Amazing, beautiful Doris Day. We started off with In the Garden, and then just a stunning version of You'll Never Walk Alone, and then the Lord's Prayer. Hope you enjoyed those three. I chose them myself, and we'll have some more Doris Day around about the same time next week. And if you'd like to suggest some Doris Day songs, please feel free to do so. You know the email address, roy@angelradio.uk. All right, where should we go to now? How about 1938, Art Shaw and Goodnight Angel. Known then with Goodnight Angel, and Nita Bradley was doing the singing then. Let's see, now we've got some comedy coming up in about 5 minutes' time, and we're going to hear a good chunk, not all unfortunately, but a good chunk of the Clitheroe Kid, and I suspect what we don't play this week, we'll probably play in the next programme. We'll see how it goes, but if we're enjoying it, we'll stick with it. If we're not, we won't, but it won't be all comedy all the way to the end, don't worry, I will interrupt it at some point.
With a love that's true eternally, from the start within my heart, it seems I've always known the sun would shine when you were mine.
eternally. Though the sky should fall,
stuff. That was Petula Clark with the Ernie Freeman Orchestra there, and Eternally, with a song that was at least partially written, if memory serves me correctly, by Charlie Chaplin. It may not, but I think that was correct. It's early in the morning, so it doesn't really matter. It's just you and I. Between us, we will survive. Comedy after this.
Darling Tom, darling Dick, darling Harry, too, all the boys are darling.
Well, that's what's wrong with you, 'cause you call everybody darling, and everybody calls you darling, too. You don't mean what you're saying,
it's just a game we're playing.
But you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you, if you call everybody darling.
Darling,
then love won't come a-knocking at your door
anymore.
And as the years go by, well, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
You call everybody darling,
darling,
and everybody calls you darling too. You don't mean what you're saying,
now it's just a game you're playing.
But you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you, if you call everybody darling,
darling,
then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
You don't mean what you're saying,
it's just a game we're playing.
But you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you,
if you call everybody darling.
Well, then love won't come a-knocking at your door
anymore. And as the years go by,
well, you'll sit and wonder why
nobody calls you darling anymore.
Stuff. Well, that was the Clark sisters singing along with Jack Smith there, and You Call Everybody Darling. Thought we'd played that before on the program, but I couldn't see that we have, so I thought I'd play it again, or for the first time, depending on your point of view. And by the way, Petula Clark, no relation to the other Clark sisters, a completely different family. All right, where are we? Okay, we're a little bit late for comedy, but we have got there. So here is Jimmy Clitheroe and...
Beware of the Neighbor!
Hello?
and keep out all the Apaches and Blackfeet for miles around.
Jimmy, where are you?
Is that Calamity Jane shouting for Wild Jim Hickok? I'm in the range next door.
More of your silly games of bang bang, you're dead.
You're not Calamity Jane. You're a Blackfoot squaw. Although on the second thoughts, you're more of a dirty neck.
Well, don't be so childish. Mrs. Higginbottom's just phoned to say Ozzy can't come to play with you. He has a bad cold in the head.
Well, it's his own fault. Yesterday he was wearing Wellingtons, and all the way to school he kept jumping in puddles and splashing me and Charlie Thompson. So as soon as he got to school, Charlie grabbed his arms, I grabbed his legs, and we sat him in a fire bucket. Still, you wouldn't think that that would give him a cold in the head, would you?
You'll get into serious trouble one of these days. You shouldn't be over there anyway, playing on someone else's lawn.
Lawn? You mean cabbage patch? Anyway, the house has been empty for months.
Well, that doesn't mean to say you can build a dog kennel in the back garden.
Dog kennel? This is a cowboy's log cabin.
Oh, you are an infant. I can't waste any more time with you. I'm going round to see Mary Thomas for a minute before Alfie comes for me.
Don't worry, if Alfie doesn't come for you, the van will. Oh, sisters. Why couldn't me mum have asked for two sons? Or just me and a pup? Oh, well, I'd better get this last plank in. Ow! Ooh, me blooming thumb. Ooh, that's Ozzy's fault. If he'd been here, he'd have held the nail and I'd have hit him. Oh, you definitely need a mug to help you with this sort of thing.
Hello, dear miss. Oh, what are you doing?
I found one. Hello, Alfie. Come round the back into our garden. I've got a ladder here.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing in next door's garden?
Building a log cabin. Me granddad won't let me build it in ours. Come in and give me a hand.
I can't. I've got to meet Susan.
Oh, she's just gone to see Mary Thomas. I've only one plank to nail. We'll be finished before she gets back.
Oh, all right, then. I'll climb over the fence.
Oh, watch the ladder. There's a rung missing.
You are?
I said, careful. There's a rung missing.
Which one's missing? Help!
The one.
Well, I banged me funny bone.
Well, when you finish laughing, climb over.
You'll laugh on the other side of your face if I do.
Hey, shut up. I can hear footsteps. Is our Susan coming back?
Oh, good. I'll go in the house.
No, tell her you're here. Shout around the back while I get me lasso ready.
You are?
Shout her.
Oh, all right. We're here, sweetheart. Round the back.
Now to rope me a steer.
Oh, good evening. I'm looking for a Mrs. Oh, what's that? Oh, take this rope off.
Oh, sorry, mister. I didn't mean to lasso your throat. I thought it was me sister's. Alfie, he's going blue. Hey, rub his ears.
I'm sorry, mister. He thought you were a girl.
Oh, I can't get the breath.
Well, I tell you what, you breathe and I'll shove your chest in and out.
Oh.
Get off me, a ruffian. Stop squeezing me. I'm not an accordion.
What are you doing out there?
Oh, just having a game, ma'am.
Well, you'll have to stop now. Your tea's ready. Oh, Alfie, is this gentleman a friend of yours?
Friends? He's no friend of mine, the lout. I came round here to see a Mrs. Clitheroe, and this mod lured me round here to attack me.
Alfie, what have you been up to?
I thought it was Susan. I said, he'd come round here, sweetheart. And when she came round, it was a fella. Jim. But he isn't my sweetheart. Oh, heck. I'll go in and wait for him. My real sweetheart. No, Susan, I mean.
I'm glad I'm not his sweetheart. He always attacks her with a rope. Ask me, it's kinky.
Hello, I'm sorry there's been a misunderstanding. You said you were looking for me?
Yes, I'm the estate agent for this house next door, and it's been let, furnished, and the new tenant will be moving in tomorrow.
What? Somebody's moving into my ranch?
As a matter of fact, that's why I'm here, Mrs. Clitheroe. My assistant told me that a boy had been using this garden as a playground, and I really think it should be tidied up. And I would like your boy to remove that wooden contraption he's built.
That's a log cabin, if you don't mind.
Well, whatever it is, you move it.
Oh, heck, what does anybody want to move in there for? Couldn't you talk him out of it, mister? Tell him the house has got worms.
You mean woodworm?
Woodworms, glowworms, any blinking worms. Still in the house is falling down.
Don't be so silly. It's a very solid house.
Well, I could loosen a few bricks. Oh, come on, Alfie. Hurry up. I've got another load of rubbish here for you.
Oh, just you hang on a minute. I want a rest. You carry some for a change.
Now, Luke, it was agreed that I did the collecting and you did the carrying.
Who agreed?
I did. Oh, all right, have a rest for a minute. And while you're resting, mend the fence.
I'll do it nothing for 10 minutes. I'm going to have a break.
Oh, you'll have a break. If this fella gets here before you finish tidying up, he'll break your neck.
What do you mean?
Well, you heard what the estate agent said. Your sweetheart. He said that the new tenant is a lumberjack from Canada, Mr. Ironside. He'll probably pick up an axe, shout, Timber! And chop your head off.
The man said Mr. Ironside's a very nice fella. Yeah, anyway, he's not a Canadian. He comes from round here. He's just been in Canada for 4 years.
Hey, I wonder why he's coming back here. Do you think they've run out of trees in Canada?
I don't know why he's coming back, but I wish he'd stop there when he finds out he's living next door to you.
You. I say, hello there.
Hey, Jimmy. Who's that?
Well, it's too late to be the first cuckoo.
Pardon me, is this not 43 Lilac Avenue, the empty house of Sillet? You're here, so it's not empty, but it's 43 on the door. I mean, have I come to the wrong place?
Yes, the doctor's surgery's just up the road.
You sure up? Well, you're at the right place, but you're wrong, because it's 43, but it isn't. Maybe it's a let.
Oh, you mean I've left it too late?
Oh, no, he's a very good doctor. He'll put you right.
A doctor, but I don't need it. I see, yes, it's a joke.
No, it's Alfie. Look, mister, this house has been let to a lumberjack from Canada. A big, tough timber chopper. Chews trees and spits cricket stumps. Mr. Ironside, so I'll clear off, because if he catches you trying to pinch his home, you'll need two doctors.
I am Mr. Ironside.
Because Mr. Ironside will pick you up with one hand and you.
J.B. Ironside, I've rented this house.
You mean you're the big hefty lumberjack who chews cricket bats, stumps, trees?
Well, I did work in a lumberjack's camp for 3 years, but I didn't chew the trees. I mean, chop the trees. I cooked them. I was a cook.
And we've been clearing your garden up because we were scared that you'd... Alfie, go and fetch the rubbish back.
Don't be daft.
Oh, I say, have you been tidying up for me? Well, that's jolly decent of you, helping a complete stranger. You must be too jolly nice...
Twits.
No. Chaps. But I can't let you do this for nothing. I feel I ought to offer you some kind of recompense.
You what?
Money. I mean, could I offer you 5 shillings each?
Oh, no, well, we couldn't take any. Boo, army lad!
Sorry, Alfie. Did I catch you with the rake? Oh, no, Mr. Ironside, we couldn't take all that money off you.
It's only 10 shillings.
It's a pound. There's two of us. Oh, no, we couldn't take money off you, could we, Alfie?
Ah, of course not. I don't want 10 bob.
No, you see, Alfie's too shy to take money off you.
Oh, very well, then.
But I'm not shy. I'll take his as well.
Jimmy, what have you been doing all this time?
Helping our new neighbor. Happy Harry Coppertum. Mr. Ironside, I've been helping him, running his errands and all that.
Oh, how much for?
Nothing clever. It's his first day. I did his errands free.
Oh, that was kind of you, Jimmy. And did you pull down those old planks you nailed together? I mean, your log cabin.
No, I told Mr. Ironside it was a tool shed and flogged it to him for 5 bob.
You're learning to be a real wee money grabber.
Aye, you're right there. Teacher.
All right, now that'll do. Here, What's this lumberjack fella like? I haven't met him yet.
Oh, he's a jolly nice chap. He's not much of a lumberjack, though. This morning, he sprained his wrist sharpening a pencil. Anyway, you'll be able to see him for yourself when he comes round.
Is he coming round here?
Yes, Mum. You and me grandad said we had to look after our neighbour, so I asked Mr. Ironside to come round for his tea.
Oh, Jimmy, you shouldn't have done that.
Oh, not without warning anybody.
Oh, it's all right. I've warned him about you. He's going to wear his dark glasses. Oh, that'll be old Tin Ribs now. I'll let him in.
Look, Jimmy, as soon as you bring him in, go down to the grocer's for a large tin of peaches. We'd better have a sweet.
Right you are, Mum.
I'll give that boy a good talking to when this fella leaves.
Oh, come in, Mr. Ironside. Go in the living room there. The banquet is all prepared.
Very well, James. After you.
Oh, I'm going to the grocer's for me, Mum. We're going to have a sweet because you're here.
Oh, I'll murder him. Come in here, Mr. Ironside.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello there. So you're Ironside the lumberjack? I mean...
No, not a lumberjack, except a cook. And you must be Mrs. Clitheroe.
I'm Mr. Sinclair.
I mean the lady. I mean, she must be.
Yes, I'm Mrs. Clitheroe, and this is my daughter, Susan.
How do you do? I must say, it's a great pleasure to meet you all.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Ironside? Mother, I'll just go and see to the food.
Right here, love.
I must say, being invited to tea so soon was quite a surprise.
It was a bit of a shock to us as well.
I beg your pardon?
Father means that we weren't sure that you were coming. Do sit down, tea won't be long.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no, not in that chair, it's mine.
Oh, Father, Mr. Ironside's our guest.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I'll sit somewhere else.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Ironside, I'm sorry. But you get a favorite chair, you know how it is.
Oh, indeed I do. I remember in the lumber camp, I had a favorite hammock. You see, the men slept rough, the lumberjacks, that is, on the floor, and they were pretty heavy drinkers, and it wasn't so far for them to fall. But I like to be off the ground because of the squirrels.
Squirrels?
Yes, the squirrels. They were always gnawing away, hiding their little nuts. They once demolished a complete cabin. Oh, perhaps I'm confusing them with beavers. Anyway, I assure you, I do understand, Mr. Sinclair.
Eh? Oh, aye. Very interesting, Mr. Ironside.
Oh, no, please. Do call me J.B.
J.B.? Oh, you can't call a man J.B. What's your name?
Julian Basil.
Aye, well, all right, J.B.
It's, what are you talking about, hammocks? J.B. Father was in the Navy.
Oh, really? Well, you should have a tin wag with my old pacer sometime.
Was he in the Navy?
Oh, no, as a matter of fact, he was a lighthouse keeper. Very funny life, you know. He only got home 3 days a month. When I was 9 years old, he was still asking me what my name was.
Yes, I suppose he didn't see much of you then.
Well, he saw rather less than you would think. You see, he never drank on duty, very strict about that he was, so he had to do a month's drinking on his 3 days off. Of course, when I was a toddler, I never knew he was tight. I just thought he was stupid.
He sounds quite a character.
Oh, he's all right now, except sometimes, in the middle of the night, he wakes up shouting, "The light's gone out! The light's gone out!"
What a shame.
Oh, it's quite all right, really. My mother just hops out of bed, walks round the bed, flashing a torch in his eyes, and he goes off to sleep like a baby.
We'll be right back. that heartache in the treetop. It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. Oh, the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug done. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from the jitterbug. The jitterbug.
On your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios, the fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, wonderful Angel Radio.
Good night, honey.
Monsieur?
Oh, pardon. Dormez bien, ma chérie. Oh, and something else.
Merci beaucoup.
Uh-huh.
For a lovely evening.
Merveilleux.
Means thanks to you. For a lovely time.
Très bien.
To me it seems very plain. Please say I'm right. That we'll be meeting again tomorrow night. Merci beaucoup for the way you thrill me. Merci beaucoup for your tender kiss. Oh, I'm so glad that I found you and had my arms around you. A million thanks to you. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
Oh, baby.
For a lovely
you
evening.
Think you're terrific.
Means thanks to you.
Ooh la la.
For a lovely time.
Who's that real gone, honey?
To me it seems very plain. Please say I'm right. That we'll be meeting again tomorrow night.
Aujourd'hui, merci beaucoup for the way you thrill me.
Merci beaucoup for your tender kiss.
Baby, I'm glad that I found you and had my arms around you.
A million thanks to you. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
Oh, je think you're swell.
Merci beaucoup.
Toujours l'amour.
Mm-hmm. Bonsoir, chérie.
Oh, merci beaucoup.
Very nice indeed. From 1954, Merci beaucoup. Cuckoo from Johnny Brandon. And before that, we had a good half, I think, of the Clitheroe Kid. I was enjoying it so much. I laughed out loud on a number of occasions there. In addition to Jimmy Clitheroe, there was Patricia Burke as his mother. And also there was Danny Ross, who played Alfie. And there was also Peter Sinclair, and we had, I think, in there as well, Derek Nimmo. Pretty sure I heard Derek Nimmo in there. Well, Jimmy Clitheroe, Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Diana Day, and Danny Ross. And we will probably have the second half next week, if I can remember where exactly it was that I stopped it.
Swiss that live in Switzerland don't yodel anymore. They've heard it on the radio and they got fed up and sore.
But when dangling on a precipice or freezing down below, how do they let you know when they're hidden in the snow?
There's a little Swiss whistling song, and they whistle it all day long. For when little Swiss things go wrong, they forget to grouse and grumble. All they do is, all they do is, with a little Swiss whistling song.
But when being sentimental, they think it detrimental to be gay when making love,
then this is what they do. They whistle I love you. But for your general information, this is the national song of the nation.
There's a little Swiss whistling song, and they whistle it all day long.
For when little Swiss things go wrong, they forget to grouse and grumble. All they do is,
all they do is,
with a little Swiss whistling song.
I love you. But for your general information, this is the national song of the nation.
There's a little Swiss whistling song, and they whistle it all day long.
For when little Swiss things go wrong, they forget to grouse and grumble. All they do is,
all they do is,
with a little Swiss whistling,
little Swiss whistling song.
Just makes you want to whistle, doesn't it? B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon there with the Little Swiss Whistling Song from 1939. And that's just about it. I'll be back around about the same time next week when we get to do it all again. Thank you for joining me, and I leave you with Jerry Weiner and her swinging Hammond organ.